We're in Simen Nun Hey, currently discussing the halachis of Tziruf to a minyan. We're up to Sif Yud Dalid. We will be doing Yud Dalid through Yud Zayin. Now, the Mechaber had told us that Tziruf to a minyan will require that they all be in the same place, in the same room. If you have some of the people outside, they are not mitzdarif. So the Mechaber says, Yud Dalid Misha Omeid Achorei Beis HaKnesses Uveinehem Chalom. What happens if you have someone standing behind the shul and there's a window that is open between the two? Afilu gavoa kama komos, even though it is very high. Afilu eino roch of arba. Umara lehem panav misham. Mitztarif imahim la'asara. So long as he can be seen from there. If they can see him from there, the halacha is that there is tziruf. Now this is the halacha of Re'iyah. The makor to this is a Rashba. The halacha is in Zimun. When it comes to counting for a Zimun, so it's Beferish there, it's a Mishnah, that as long as they can see each other, there is Tziruf. The Rajba says that it could be it's the same halacha of a Tziruf to a Minyan. Now, the Gra disagrees with the Beis Yosef, who is Koveya this halacha. He says that the fact that there is such a halacha in Zimun does not mean that there is such a halacha for a Minyan. So the Mishnah Berurah in several places will tell us that really one should try and be machmir and not rely on Riyah, since this is a machlokus. Now the Ramah says, "Hagog gagin va'alias einam mechlal bayis va'omer aleim einam mitzdarif." If you're on the roof of the shul or on a second floor of the shul, the halacha is that you are not mitzdarif. And the Mishnah Berurah says this is talking about when they cannot see each other. In which case, it doesn't necessarily have to be on a different floor, even if you're on the same level. But unlike the case of the Achorei Beis HaKnesses, where there's a chalon, if you're in a room directly behind the shul, and there is, or adjacent to the shul, and there's no window whereby you can see through, the halachi is, according to no one, is there tziruf. If you can see, that's where the Mechaber Paskin, like the Rashba Safik, and said that you could be mitzdarif. Sif tesvav im mitzasen befnim und mitzasen bachutz shliach tzibur tocha pesach hu mitzarfan. This is an interesting case. The halacha is that if you have two people, that you have two sets of people, let's say half the minyan is in one place, and you have the other half in the other place, and the shliach tzibur is in the middle, he is in the doorway itself between the two rooms, he is mitzarif the two. What happens if everybody is in the room and the Shliach Tzibur is in the doorway? The Mishnah Berurah holds that they are mitzdarif as well. Tez Zayin. Chotzer Ktana Shenifritza B'miloa L'gedola. What happens if you have two rooms? One of them is larger than the other one. The smaller room, what happened was the adjacent wall, the wall that was separating between that room and the larger room, fell down completely. So that if you're standing in the small room, you are now facing the large room and there is absolutely no part of that wall in front of you that is closed. If you stand in the small one, what you see is right into the larger room and there's nothing on the sides, which means the wall collapsed entirely. We are not talking about just opening a door. We're talking about where that entire wall came down. The small one was broken where it meets the large one. So in the small one, all you see is the big one. Whereas if you're standing in the large one and you look towards the small one, you see the two sides. In other words, since we have a room that is larger than the other one, the amount that is larger will still have wall in it. So if you stand in the large one and you look towards the small one, you see two sides. When you look in the small one to the large one, you see no wall whatsoever. Pirish mat kosa yoshul v'shove mikana mikan. Hagdola biktana. So the halacha is hagdola kamufleges min aktana, vein aktana mufleges min hagdola. The larger one is separate from the smaller one because it has parts of a wall up. The smaller one is considered a piece of the larger one. It is considered a corner of the larger one. Lefikach, im tisha begdola. If there are nine in the large one, the echad biktana and one in the small one, mitzdarfim shaktana nigreris achar agdola. The minority, that one person, is considered a tuffle to the large one where the nine people are. Vareyu kilu hi betoch hagdola. It's considered as if it's in the large one. Kiven sharov bigdola. Avalam hayu tisha biktana ve'echad bigdola. Nine are in the small one and one in the large one. O chamisha bezu v'chamisha bezu ein mitzdarfin. The halacha is, unless the majority are in the large one, there is no tziruf. The large one will not be considered secondary to the small one when Rove of the Minyan is there, because the larger one has walls separating between it and the small one. It is the small one that can become part of the large one, because there are no walls left in the small one. Yud Zayin hayashliach tzibur biktana v'tzibur bigdola motzian yedei chavasan shu nigur achrehem. The where the tzibur is the ikur, and the shliach tzibur will be mitzdarif to them, meaning the shliach tzibur will be able to be motzi them. Aval amoya shatz bigdola, the tzibur biktana. If the shliach tzibur is in the big one and the tzibur in the ktana, eino motzi on yedei chavosan she'ein harov nigur achra yachid. There he cannot be motzi them, because the rov will not be nigra, will not be schlepped along to the miut, even though the miut is the shliach tzibur. The Mishtabura says this halach is true even if you have 10 people in the smaller room. You have a complete minyan there, and the shliach tzibur is in the large room. He cannot be motzi them. Now the Prima Gadim says that in such a case, if they can see each other, there is tziruf in the chatzar ktana and the gdola. Whereas, once again, the Mishnah Berurah really says to be machmir because of those shitas who hold that Riyah does not work, keneged the Mechaber.